Well, that concludes the presentations of this intellectual, intercultural and interfaith peace dialogue. I have one polite request to make. You will find an evaluation sheet on the table. Would appreciate very much if you would please complete that and leave on the set table before you leave the hall. I have now pleasure in inviting Venerable Wu Xin for a word of thanks.
尊敬的师父上人慈悲，尊敬的强地玛法师慈悲，尊敬的诸山长老以及诸位各宗教的领导人，诸位嘉宾大德慈悲阿弥陀佛。 悟行，今天仅代表澳洲净宗学院，感谢大家对这一次的论坛的支持以及参与。首先，我们感恩斯里兰卡政府以及 各个宗教的领导人对我们这一次活动的支持，更感恩联合国主席及大使们的支持，也感恩我们澳洲各宗教的领导者能够支持我们这一次的活动。 也感恩我们诸位的嘉宾大德的支持，让我们这一次的多元宗教论坛得以圆满成功。在此次的论坛活动当中，我们见到了斯里兰卡政府对于教育的重视， 以及对佛法的护持，对各宗教的支持，那么这些做法都值得世界各国来学习、来效法，也值得我们大家大声的赞叹。尤其 我们师父一直有一个理想，希望各宗教能够建立属于各宗教的圣城，能够把最虔诚的信徒们大家聚集在一起，大家来落实经典的教诲、圣贤的 指导，一起来学习圣贤留下来给我们的宝贵的教训，大家彼此互相的照顾，互相的学习，成为和谐世界的示范城，这是我们师父的一个理想，希望 真的能够落实了，所以我们各宗教一定要团结，一定要互相的帮助，互相的合作，大家和睦相处，平等对待，这个给世界带来和谐、安定与和平。 不要有任何的冲突，这真的是一件最大的功德。我们也希望任何一个宗教都应该 把这个议题，把这个事情摆在第一位。我相信这也能够令各国的政府大力的支持，也能够受一切大众所尊重。那么我们希望啊，将来在我们澳洲图恩巴啊，大家各个宗教能够互相的合作啊，互相的来一起学习啊，一起来落实这个宗教和谐的理想，建立一个宗教和谐的示范城。所以我们师父其实他的理想也是希望每个国家都有能够建立一个宗教和谐的示范城。所以我们希望在明年啊，我们在澳洲图恩巴啊，我们尽快的啊，能够大家一起落实，也希望能够展开这个宗教的论坛啊。届时我们欢迎啊联合国的大使们以及诸位各宗教的领导们、诸位的啊嘉宾、大德同修们啊，莅临澳洲图恩巴来参与我们这个和谐示范城的这个论坛啊。那么最后悟行再一次的感恩大家的莅临参与啊，支持这个论坛，让我们这个论坛能够圆满啊，也希望我们大家很快的又能够相聚在一起，像一家人一样和乐融融啊。最后祝福大家身体健康，事事如意，心想事成，六时吉祥。我们大家将来都能够啊尽心尽力的为世界的和平安定做最大的努力。谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。
This vital international conference was organized by Venerable Dr. Bodhagama Chandima Thero, and before we sum up, I will respectfully request Venerable Dr. Bodhagama Chandima Thero to say a few words to this distinguished gathering.
Most Venerable Professor Ching Kong Mahathera, Venerable Mahasangha and Religion Leaders, Her Excellency Dr. Kathleen Bogwe, the President of UNESCO General Conference, all the UNESCO ambassadors and distinguished guests, I feel it is a great pleasure to see this distinguished gathering that work for the purpose of building peace and harmony for our planet. With the cooperation of your land organization, Interfaith and Intellectual Feast, led by the Most Venerable Professor Ching Kong, the President of UNESCO General Conference, Her Excellency Dr. Kathleen Bogwe, with UNESCO ambassadors from more than 20 countries, and the Sri Lankan Organizing Committee, we have been able to stage the Intercultural and Interfaith Conference for Peace. It increases our pleasure for being blessed to host this historical event in Sri Lanka at this great moment. As the Buddhist monk who was brought up within the culture of tolerance, love and careful of others. I would like to share few ideas that I deem would be useful for our common agenda of our building peace and harmony through dialogue between different faith and cultures. I also would like to say that it is remarkable to see the Most Venerable Professor Chin Kong Mahathera and Her Excellency Dr. Kathleen Brogley with UNESCO ambassadors from more than 20 countries have made their presence in this gathering to propagate the message of sharing the value of wisdom of world religion and culture is the way to bring about the peace of the world. Sri Lanka is a country that received the influence Buddhism for more than 2,000 years. Our chronicle maintained that the Buddha visited this island 3 times and blessed. As the country which was influenced by great force of spirituality, what Sri Lanka has to contribute to build the religion harmony and promote the world peace. I have to look back to the ancient past of, in short, after introduction of Buddhism, the state religion was Buddhism. The custom was and is that one must be a Buddhist to become the ruler of the country. Did this suppress the extent of our religions? My answer is no. In the past, there were Hindu believers and Brahminism in Sri Lanka. There is no record that they were challenged by Buddhism concerning their existence and propagation. Instead, the Sinhalese Buddhist culture learned from Hinduism. The assemblage of Hindu gods such as Vishnu and Iskanda into the Buddha's shrine room prove their Sri Lankan Buddhist culture have appreciated and embraced, received the idea of the fellow citizen who believe the different faith other than our own. During the course of history, world faiths such as Christianity and Islam came to the exist of this country. Buddhism, through was the major religion in this country, has never threatened to the exist of new faith and their spread. All these religions introduced a new element into our culture. For example, the art of performing band song dedicated to the Buddha was learned from a Catholic tradition, carol song. This welcome approach to the other religion and culture has shaped the Sri Lanka society of diversity. There are several ethnic Sinhalese, Tamil, Muslim, Burghers and Malay, Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism and Islam from the majority part of the country. Everybody except the Sri Lanka is made the with the beauty of multi religion and multi culture. When we make this picture of society full of tolerance and acceptance of the existence of our different religion, ethics and culture, you may raise the question why there was the 30 years bloody war in this country. The conflict in Sri Lanka was not due to the difference of religion or culture, but for political reason. There was no discrimination based on the ethnicity of religion, evidence and the political division. The civil society maintained a sense of unity and respect for each other. The country always felt that the need of being united and living together. This common need finally lead us to get peace and put into the war. So the secret of obtaining peace after long tragic war in this country is the desire of people to live in harmony, respecting each other. To quote the teaching of the Buddha, the guiding light in my life, there is no desired person in the universe than his or her self for a person. One must consider that each and every being in the universe loves him or her. Everybody is afraid of actually, everybody loves and life. This subject to understanding must lead the avoid from destroying and killing and other fellowing beings. Sabbe sasanti dandasa sabbe bayanti machuno atthanang upamankatva nahaneya nagate. To apply this teaching into the context of religion, faith and culture, it is the universal that everyone love and respect the religion and culture in which or she was brought up. Seeing another person looking down or harming my religion and culture value naturally generate anger and the unrest and the mind. Once we understand this reality, we will learn to feel the negativity and such action. This can lead us to avoid from causing damage or surprising the path of the other. Avoiding harm upon the other is the great, but it is not sufficient. Buddha encouraged us to further. We are to love, care and perfect the lives of others being. The Buddhist ethical ideas, compassion, teaches us how to go beyond the boundaries created by misguided perspective, connection and I and other. Here the famous Buddhist commentators, Buddha Ghosa, introduced the technique. As the Buddha taught us, we have been in the circle of life and death, samsara, for an innumerable time. During this course of existence, the number of parents, brothers, sisters and friends and we met are invaluable. This we have helped in many ways. The person whom we meet for the first time in this life was a relative of mine somewhere in the samsara. I have to consider the person in front of me as one sharing my being, irrespective of his present different identity related to ethnicity, religion, caste, class or country. This is the practice used Buddhists to remove the gaps among person created by conversation, created by human society of our natural practice. The Buddhist ethical ideas of wisdom and compassion, karuna, are inseparable. Intellectual understanding must be mixed with the sense of care of other. Will being dry intellectual understanding result in the care of the person? Emotion, lack of understanding generate the full soul. These two, wisdom and compassion, must go hand in hand. To finalize my brief sharing, I would like to refer to the great Indian Emperor Ashoka. He maintained that One who disperses others' religion harm his own religion. It is like an act of disputing over one's own face. And this movement, I would like to thank all the persons who helped to extend this historical conference in Sri Lanka and internet for new era in the human civilization. First of all, my deep present respect and thanks goes to the monk Venerable Professor Chinkong Mahathera, under whose blessing this event was conducted next. I would like to express my gratitude to the President of UNESCO General Conference, Her Excellency Dr. Catherine Bogre, and other UNESCO ambassadors whose presence here added grace and meaning to this historical event. I am also highly thankful to the religion leaders representing the Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, who participate in this event with spirit of generating solid religion unity in Sri Lanka and the world. And also, I cannot forget the support given by the His Excellency President of Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka, Mahinda Rajapaksa, Cabinet Ministers and the Deputy Ministers, Presidential Secretariat, remember with the great gratitude. My thanks also go to the Ministry of Buddhist and Religion Affairs in Sri Lanka, Security Secretary personnel, the staff of the Pure Land Organization who work so hard to make this event successful, and the members of my personal staff. I apologize for this being unable to maintain all the people who were part of this event. I wish for all of you good health, happiness, peace and harmony. May the Triple Gem bless you. Thank you.